educated East End.
Especially if I could give you the opportunity to inquire to your full satisfaction now that I'm here with you. Any questions are there?
I'm just so happy to be in your presence. It's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Many times we ask for questions and people sit there, and so then we challenge them. Oh, you think you're already realized? You have nothing more to learn?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you say that Christ consciousness is the same as Krishna consciousness?
Yes, Christ consciousness and Krishna consciousness is the same thing. Actually, the word Christ refers to God. Jesus refers to the Son, and Christ refers to the Father, actually. Sometimes it was said Jesus of the Christ, because the word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from, it actually derives back to Sanskrit language. In India, sometimes they say Krishna instead of Krishna. So it's another way of saying Krishna, actually. The word Christ is etymologically derived from the word Krishna. So whether you chant Christ or you chant Krishna, it's the same thing. So if one wants to chant the name, either you want to chant the name of Christ or you want to chant the name of Krishna, if you can give up your sinful life and chant the holy name of Christ, Krishna, or the holy name of Christ, then you will achieve the same result. You will go back to home, back to Godhead.
Christ, I think of Jesus Christ.
Christ, yes. He is, sometimes the Son is identified with the Father also.
So
normally we say Christ, people are referring to Jesus Christ, the pure devotee. Yes.
So Jesus Christ is the pure devotee.
Huh?
So Jesus Christ is the pure devotee of
yes.
the Father.
That's right. So whether you remember the Father or the Son, just like we meditate on the spiritual master, every day we worship the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And that worship is actually as good as worshiping God. Just like during British rule in India, the king was not present. He was in London. But the viceroy, he was there in India. And by giving all honor and respect to the viceroy, then it becomes accepted as honor and respect being given to the king. So that whether we worship God or we worship the Son of God, we get the same benefit. Whether we worship the Lord or His representative, the spiritual master, we get the same benefit.
When worshiping, what does really worship mean? Just offer arti or puja?
Yes, well, actually, the best worship. Of course, we may worship the spiritual master by offering him arati, by offering him pushpamala, the flower garland. In this way, we may, by chanting, Jai Gurudev, we may worship him in this way. But the real worship of the spiritual master is to surrender at his feet, to follow his instructions. You see, that is the best guru puja, and Krishna worship also, Krishna seva. By serving the spiritual master, we automatically serve Krishna. He is Krishna's representative, just like you make works for some big company. Do you directly report to the CEO of the corporation? No, you have your manager, you report to that manager who reports to his manager. So the CEO accepts you as a first-class employee because you are subservient to your manager, you see. So the spiritual master is simply a manager on behalf of Krishna. And by serving him, then Krishna accepts that as first-class service to Krishna. By serving the departmental manager, the spiritual master.
How do you relate to the personality of Krishna that lived on earth
5,000 years ago, yes.
5,000 years from now. How do you relate that personality to the Father?
Yeah, same person. God the Father is described in the Bible, and Krishna, same person. Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, actually. It is not my idea, it is God, it is Krishna's words.
Yeah.
He says, I am that seed-giving Father of all living beings. I am that Father. He declares himself as the Father in the Bhagavad Gita. So there's the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita, there's no difficulty. You see, the Bible says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, always chant, my name is hallowed, and you must always chant it.
So you would be equating Krishna with Jesus. And
no, he is the Father of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God.
Yeah, but Krishna also lived on earth.
Hmm? Yes, but not as the Son.
Do namaskara.
He came as the Father on this under this soil.
Came as the Father on this soil.
The Father himself came.
Not as the Son.
Just like I may meet your son.
Yes.
But I can also meet you.
Right.
So the Father is a person, the Son is also a person. The Son can come, the Father can also come. Just like you have come to America. This is your son? No. Your daughter. Yeah. So I can meet the daughter or I can meet the son. Or the father. I mean, I can meet the daughter or I can meet the father. If the father, you are the father and you can come here, so if you can come, why God cannot come? He has a better airline than you do. Your airline, you have to be cramped up for all those hours sitting there, packed tightly in a tight space. But when he comes, he just comes by his will and he appears without having to sit on a 747 for 24 hours. You see? So if you can come, why God cannot come?
But wouldn't that be the same interpretation with Jesus also? That is the Father.
But Jesus says he is the Son.
Yeah.
In the Bible,
yeah.
He prays to the Father. He says, Our Father who art in heaven.
I and the Father are one.
One and different simultaneously. The Father and the Son cannot be two because they have the same interest. But at the same time, they are two because can you say that the Son produced the Father? No. The Father, he produces the Son.
Yeah.
You cannot say that the Son produced the Father. So they are one because they have this. They may be together in the business. Just like in India, we see the silver merchant.
Yeah.
A small boy is there. The merchant is out to lunch. And I was in Vrindavan, I noticed, it was very amazing to see this little boy, he was maybe 6-7 years old. And he's sitting there with all the expertise of his father. The father, I remember, the father would sit there in the shop, and they see Hare Krishna devotees come. They know we have money from America. So as soon as they see devotees from America, they, you know, when we come by their shop on the rickshaw, they'll smile real big and go like this to catch our attention, you know. Maybe raise their eyebrow a little bit and go like this, you know, little subtle gestures, and so we get catch our eye, you know. So the little boy, he was also doing. The father was out. Little boy came. Little boy was going, and we came by. So he's picking up. He has the same interest of the father, you see, to make the business successful. It is the father's business, but it is the boy's business also, to make the silver business a success. So whether you meet the father or you meet the son, still they're going to sell you some silver. The same thing, same business. So in that sense, the father and the son are one. They both want you to come back to the kingdom of God. They're both trying to purify you and bring you back to the kingdom. So in that sense, they are one. But still, the son is very tiny and the father is very big. There's difference. So they are one and different simultaneously. You see? Because it's not that the little boy... He is different than the Father, but at the same time he is one. In this way, one with God. Not that he is the Father, no. But he is one with the Father doesn't mean that he is the Father. In some respects he is the same as the Father, in some respects he is different also. Questions, Maura?
I'm still confused with Vishnu and Krishna. I mean, I understand.
Vishnu and Krishna. Of course, we are called Vaishnavas. You know them. You know what Vaishnava means? It means devotees of Vishnu. Actually, Prabhupada explained this with one gentleman. He met him in New York. I've heard the tape conversation, so I'm basing my answer on what Prabhupada told this Indian gentleman, who also had a similar confusion as you. Krishna is the original Vishnu.
Vishnu is a category. There are thousands and millions of Vishnus, and most of them have four arms also. But Krishna is the original form of Lord Vishnu, actually. So Vishnu and Krishna are the same. But there's one Vishnu from whom all the other Vishnus have come, and that is Krishna. Vishnu is the category. Vishnu is the category, the personality of Godhead category. In other words, Ram is Vishnu, Narsingadeva is Vishnu, Vamana is Vishnu, all the avatars, they are all Vishnu. Sometimes the jiva is empowered to act as an incarnation. But in most cases, the incarnations of God, they are Vishnus. And it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ete changsha kala pungsha krishnas tu bhagavan svayam, that all those bhagavans or all those Vishnus, the original one is Krishna. So Krishna is the original form of Lord Vishnu, and the other Vishnus are emanations from Krishna. Just like I can have one candle flame burning very nicely, I can have many other candles that are not lit. I can take that one original candle flame and I can transfer it to the second candle. The first candle is still just as powerful, but now that flame is also on another candle, which can be transferred to a third candle, a third, fourth candle, the fifth candle. Pretty soon there are hundreds and thousands of candles all burning with equal power, but one flame is different than the others, and that is the original flame. The others are simply expansions from it. So all of the different candles, they are all Vishnu. But the one Vishnu from which all the other candles has come, that Vishnu is known as Krishna. He's the original Vishnu. Any other questions? So who is everyone else here? Now let me get it straight. This is your husband.
No. This is my brother.
Oh, that's your brother. Your husband is out of the room right now.
Yeah, he's out of the room.
Okay, this is your brother.
I'm the older sibling.
She's the mom of...
This is your mother, and this is your father, your husband's father. Now what about his wife and your husband? Are they here also?
My father passed away.
Ah.
So my mother's here. My mother-in-law is around here somewhere.
Okay, so this is your brother and this is your neighbor?
This is my
brother.
Other brother.
Oh, your other brother. So this is your nephew? That's your son or your nephew?
He's my son.
Oh, very good.
And that's my older son, Mikhail.
So you have two boys.
And this brother's from Austin, actually. They live in Austin.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now, when you're back in Austin, you have to come to our programs. We have weekly programs in Austin. Yeah.
We go to the Chinmaya Mission in Austin.
Huh.
Weekly Chinmaya Mission.
We have better food than they do.
That's a good point.
It all begins with the stomach, they say.
That's true.
And Sanjeev, now to Toronto.
Ah, you go to the Hare Krishna temple in Toronto?
Yes.
Oh, very good. I gave lecture there. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I gave the lecture there on Sunday. Were you there for that lecture?
The Avenue Road one, right? Yes, Avenue Road.
Were you there 2 weeks ago? You missed that Sunday. Because I gave the lecture that Sunday in Toronto.
Not very regularly there. Maybe
once in a while. You have to become more regular now. Don't torture yourself, you see. Get this Krishna Bhakti, this is actually rewarding yourself because you are the son of God. You see, you are the rightful inheritor of all the blessings and mercy of God. But to do that, you have to go, if you want the money, you have to go to the bank, you see. And then you will get the money. So you have to go to the temple. And then you will get your rightful inheritance of the mercy of Sri Krishna in unlimited quantity. You may say the mercy of Krishna is everywhere, that's true, but it's especially accessible at the temple. Even though it's everywhere, there's no doubt, it's everywhere. Just like radio broadcast is going on everywhere, but you can't hear it unless you have the radio set. So by turning, the temple is like the radio. It's a place where you can connect with the mercy of Krishna. Even though the mercy is everywhere, the temple, you can get very good connection with the mercy of Krishna. That's good.
How is the Austin temple?
It's a small center. We have a small center, actually. We're meeting. We've converted our house of residence into a temple. I'll give you the address here.
Oh, that is the
temple. It's just a regular house.
No, that is Swaminarayan temple.
We have a small house, but it's very beautiful.
That is Barsana Dham.
We put a marble. Here, give that to him. Our temple room is very beautiful. We put marble. The whole place, the whole temple floor is marble. Beautiful marble floor and marble altar. It's very beautiful. This is a meeting in our house. But we've turned the whole downstairs into a temple. You'll be amazed to see how beautiful it is, actually. It's just
we definitely wanted. The only thing we could find was, of course, I'm there very less time over there. I'm most of the time over here. But we wanted to get our kids exposed and to get more knowledge.
Well, we have a very nice program. And so we'll be back there in July. So in July and August, we'll be there before we... Of course, my disciples are carrying on the program while I'm gone. But
we'll be back, and probably July, August, we'll certainly visit there.
But I, Mataji and I will be there in July and August, and then we go on another world tour in the...
Are you going on another world tour?
In the fall, huh?
You're going on another world tour?
September.
Huh?
Before fall.
Yeah, in September.
It may be fall here.
September we're going. Going back to Scandinavia, the Baltic states, going back for probably... We'll try to spend a few more extra days in Turkey now, doing another preaching to the Muslim people in Turkey.
I read that beautiful article you wrote about preaching to the Muslim people.
Oh. Well, do you have a DVD player here?
Yes.
Well, we have it actually. I brought with me one DVD where you can actually watch see how the Muslims are all chanting Hare Krishna.
Really?
You'll be very happy to see. It was really amazing. We went and we gazed all the Muslims in chanting, and then we came back to America, and there was one gathering of Hindus, and we saw that the Muslims were chanting with more enthusiasm than the Hindus were chanting. We were a little surprised that this is the Hindus' own culture, but they were a little bit, well, I don't know if we really want to get into this. But the Muslims were chanting with great enthusiasm, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was amazing to see the difference. But you can see how nicely these Muslim people are chanting Hare Krishna. They really loved it. They were just in bliss. They're really blissful. They were just diving deeply into the nectar of Krishna's name. So, you don't have any questions. You know everything, huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't get...
Miss Know-It-All.
Is Radha Priya?
It's my disciple, Radha Priya. I just gave her Diksha in Montreal last Sunday, actually. Last Saturday, actually, a week ago. She's a one-week-old girl now. One week old.
So she can get association, so she has come up to New Jersey, and she will go back. Then she's traveling, and we came in her van right now. And this is Vinod.
He's still in the womb.
He's
getting ready for Diksha.
You're from New Jersey?
No, he's from Alabama.
But you're also traveling with him?
He is driving as well.
Oh, my.
So I can do my correspondence in the back seat of the car. With my laptop computer. You see, where did my laptop come in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. And somebody asked us because my wife and I, we were married, obviously. So they said, how many children did you have? I said, well, in Montreal, yesterday we just had triplets. I said, how many? You see, I initiated 3 new disciples, so we had triplets. So did you ever have triplets? I asked. We asked, and they said, no, I've never had. Well, I've had triplets. So,
your other student, Anthony, he didn't call for directions.
Did not.
No, he did not.
Maybe he changed his mind.
Possibly. That's my friend, Dina. She's coming.
Dina was another one.
Maybe some schedule conflict came up and he couldn't make it.
You know, the what?
So he'll have to wait a year now.
Come.
You were speaking of Muslims, but if the Muslims chant Allah, Allah, isn't that the same?
Yes, same thing.
Same?
But they have to give up their sinful activities also.
Yeah.
So you have to stop your sin. You chant God's name, but you also have to stop sinning. Not that you can go on sinning.
Yeah.
That is called, what is that called? Namno balad hi yasha pap, namno balad yasha hi papa buddhi. To commit sins on the strength of chanting God's name, that is a very offensive thing. That I will go on sinning and then I will go to the temple, the church, the synagogue or the mosque to relieve myself of my sin, and I will go on doing that as a routine. That is the most sinful thing. You have to actually become a devotee of God, that I want no more to commit sinful activities. You see, then your chanting of the names will be effective. Otherwise, it will not be effective. You must give up sin. Therefore, we instruct all of our disciples, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. You see, you must give up sin. And then you can. Then your chanting will be very fruitful, and you will develop pure love for God. Puja pop, puja pop, puja pop. Yeah, we have to get rid of the pop. Puja will be effective when the pop goes away. Then the puja will, just like an airplane, you can try to take off and you go down and up and down. You'll never fly if you get off a little bit and you get to go down again, up and down, up and down. You have to actually take the airplane and go, and just take off. If you get off of the ground. The ground is pop. We have to get rid of that pop, and then we can actually go. But as long as we stay on the ground, the airplane will never fly. As long as we stay in touch with sinful activities, we will always stay entangled in karma chakra, you see. We can give up sinful activity, then we can really take off and go back to the spiritual existence. Otherwise, it just remains a flowery idea of spiritual existence. But it becomes practical reality. We give up sinful activity and we chant God's names, and we just, those names then will carry us beyond this material existence into the realm of deathlessness. You see. Amrit. Hari lalamritam vachaha. Can relish the sweet nectar of the topics of the Lord, the deathless nectar of God's holy names. Hari lalamrita. Hare Krishna. Any more questions? So you all know the answers now for all the problems of existence, and you've solved all the problems. Nothing further remains to be known. Yeah, we can do kirtan. I guess looks like more or less everyone is here now.
Yes.
So Anthony can have to wait for next year for Anthony, and maybe next decade, maybe next lifetime, you know. So now we can do some kirtan. Is there one table I can put, a small table I can put, maybe that chair would work. And put the harmonium on it.
I think that's the table room.
Yeah.